Octonauts, to your stations.
Barnacle! Wazzy! Mesa!
You're listening to Noah and the Octonauts, an episode-by-episode discussion of the children's TV show The Octonauts, which features a crew of quirky and courageous undersea adventurers. Their mission? To explore the world's ocean, rescue the creatures who live there, and protect their habitats.
Explore! Rescue!
Protect!
Octonauts!
Our monthly podcast brings together experts from inside and outside of NOAA to help you, and the children you care about, learn more about the real-life versions of the Octonaut sea creatures and the ocean they call home. This podcast is hosted by NOAA's Office of Education and the Coastal Ecosystem Learning Center Network. Today, I'm your host, Lauren Gibson. I'm the Canaus Marine Policy Fellow for NOAA's Office of Education. Today, we're talking about Episode 1, The Octonauts and the Whale Shark. When Dashi, Captain Barnacles, and Quasi get trapped inside the mouth of a whale shark, the Octonauts learn that they are too big to escape through the filter feeder's gills. Thankfully, Peso saves the day by tickling the shark's gills, opening up its giant mouth, and allowing the team to swim to safety. Now, before we begin our chat, let's set the stage for today's deep dive. Whale sharks are the biggest fish in the sea. They can be as long as a school bus and weigh as much as 50,000 pounds. That's the same as four elephants. You can recognize whale sharks by their broad, flat heads, their short snouts, and their distinctive white, yellow, and gray checkerboard skin. But despite their intimidating appearance, whale sharks are really gentle giants. They eat mostly small marine critters. They catch these meals of plankton, schooling fish, and squid by acting like massive swimming vacuum cleaners. The whale sharks will suck water in through their 3-foot-long mouths, and then they use a special part of this mouth to filter out the tasty seafood. The remaining seawater releases back into the ocean through the shark's gills. Whale sharks can live to be around 100 years old. They spend their lives in the warm seas of the world. Many divers will make special trips to these waters, hoping that they'll be lucky enough to find one of these elusive creatures. And although you're far more likely to see many other species of sharks at aquariums, our guests from the Aquarium of the Pacific do know quite a bit about this special creature. Our guests today are Aaron McCombs and David Bader of the Aquarium of the Pacific. As education supervisor, Aaron facilitates the aquarium's Shark Citizen Science Research Program, Global Footprint. She also works on the aquarium's public programs. And as director of education, David is in charge of the aquarium's overall educational offerings. This includes programs, exhibit interpreters, and volunteers. Aaron and David, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
We're glad to be here.
Now, before we get any farther, I have a clarifying question for you. Is a whale shark a whale or a shark? And what's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So whale sharks are a type of shark. In fact, they're the biggest shark, which makes them also the biggest fish in the ocean. I think that they have that name whale shark because they do have some similarities with whales. You know, they're really big, and like some types of whales, they also filter their food out of the water. But they are definitely a shark. They have gills, so they breathe water like a shark does, and they are not a mammal like a whale.
So, if whale sharks are the biggest sharks, were you worried when Dashi was stuck inside of one?
So there was a lot of drama in the episode, for certain. But I don't think Aaron or I were worried about Dashi when she was trapped in the whale shark, for a lot of different reasons. One, we know and we trust in the Octonauts to be able to rescue their friends.
We knew someone would have a solution.
Absolutely. And also, if we, you know, thought about it from a biological perspective, in reality, we know that whale sharks actually focus on eating very small things in nature, and we're pretty certain that Dashu is probably bigger than something that a whale shark could really swallow.
Yeah, so the whale sharks, they eat tiny, tiny food. They might have a really big mouth, but they eat tiny food, and their throat is actually more of the size of a golf ball. So I'm pretty sure that the Dashi was safe.
Certainly, the whale shark itself is going to avoid having something as large as a Dashi or a person to even get in there in the first place.
That's a relief. Yeah, when Captain Barnacles and Quasi were looking for Dashi inside the whale shark, the captain did explain that Dashi couldn't fit through the shark's gills. Can you explain a little bit more about whale shark gills and filter feeding?
Yeah, so what the whale sharks do is they swim through the water and they basically will filter out tiny plankton, things like fish and sometimes krill, fish eggs, very small animals, and they'll filter that out while they're swimming through the water. They also have the ability to almost vacuum up the water, so to vacuum up that plankton that's living inside the water.
So even though whale sharks have teeth, but they don't really use their teeth for eating. They have they're in the front of their jaw. They're really tiny. What they eat with instead is they capture those tiny planktonic organisms, mostly animals, small animals, like Aaron said, little fish, larval fish, maybe fish eggs, small little shrimp-like animals, and they capture those on what's called a gill raker, which is part of their gill, but it's sort of on the backside of their gills, and it's used to sort of sort out the food from the water, and then they can swallow that afterwards.
Great. Can you tell us a little bit more about plankton? What is it, and why is it important?
So plankton are drifting organisms. Basically, that's what the term means. It means drifting with the current. So anything that drifts with the current that's living in the ocean is going to be determined or defined as plankton. So it can be everything from, you know, tiny little copepods or, you know, shrimps. It can be algaes like diatoms and dinoflagellates, things that people might have heard of. But it can also be things as big as sea jellies. So anything that drifts with a current is going to be called plankton. What's really interesting is that everybody's probably seen plankton before. When you gaze out onto a lake or a river or out into the ocean, I think, you know, when we grab our box of crayons to color in that area of the coloring sheet, we pick out the blue. But if we really think about it, most often those areas of water are green. That green color actually comes from plankton that's in the water. It's so abundant often that it can stain or color that water green or sometimes even like a reddish brown.
And why is plankton so important for the ecosystem?
Well, plankton is the base of ocean ecosystems, or often the base of freshwater ecosystems as well. It's sort of like the grass or the plants that are in the ocean environments instead of on land. So pretty much every ocean food web, aside from a few, begins with plankton.
A lot of the animals that we love start out their lives as plankton as well. Things like a lot of fish, shellfish, things like lobsters and crabs often will start out their lives as plankton too.
Very cool. And can you tell us a little bit about why whale sharks are important?
Yeah, so whale sharks are important for a couple of different reasons. They have an economic importance for a lot of coastal communities that really depend on them for tourism, but they're also part of a really complex ecosystem. And we have to remember that when we're looking at an ecosystem, that biodiversity is important. Every animal in that ecosystem plays a role, and whatever that role might be, they're irreplaceable in that ecosystem.
I think we often try to, you know, kind of ask ourselves that question, you know, why is something valuable? Maybe a better question is, can we imagine an ocean without whale sharks? What if we didn't have that opportunity to go to Baja or to the Caribbean to see a whale shark, to swim with one? I mean, to me, I think the world would be not as rich if we didn't have that opportunity. So their value can be found in many different ways, from economic to ecosystem. But I think intrinsically we need to value whale sharks for their beauty and their, you know, just how amazing they are.
And how are these amazing creatures doing? Are they under any threats?
So whale sharks are considered an endangered species. They are sometimes caught as an accidental catch in fisheries. So they're not meant to be caught, but they're caught on accident. So things like choosing sustainable seafood can be a really great way of helping whale sharks. Choosing sustainable seafood will also help to protect the whale shark's habitat and protect the food sources that they depend on.
How can people know what seafood is sustainable?
You know, I think the best thing to do is to seek out, you know, a local resource that can help to answer that question. Many aquariums have their own sort of seafood sustainability programs from, you know, the Aquarium of the Pacific has Seafood for the Future, and NOAA has Fish Watch. And all of those provide great resources to let people know what's safe and sustainable. I think one thing to recognize and to realize is that our NOAA Fisheries Department is responsible for anything that's caught here in the United States in our coastal waters, and is among the best at being able to monitor and regulate our U.S. Wild-caught and farmed fisheries. So, you know, when in doubt, I think choosing to buy United States helps to also choose a sustainable product.
Is there anything else that NOAA or aquariums are doing to protect whale sharks?
Here at the aquarium, we are working to help kind of change people's view of sharks. I think that when people think of sharks, they might not always be thinking of the most positive things about sharks, and they might not have this really positive image.
Yeah, and at the aquarium in particular, we give people a chance to not only see sharks, but to touch and experience them. So I think giving people a different view than what's typically portrayed in the media is one way. You know, if you ask a marine biologist, you know, growing up, what did you love about the ocean? A large portion of them are going to say sharks. They had a fascination with sharks. And it was true of me, it was true for Aaron. And you know, it's that beauty. It's, you know, it's something that really captures our attention and our imagination. And, you know, we want people to see that and experience that same thing that we felt when we were young.
Well, thank you so much, Aaron and David, for joining us. We really appreciate all you do for whale sharks, for your aquarium, and for the ocean as a whole.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving us the opportunity. You know, we love the octonauts. They're ocean explorers, just like we wish we could be all the time as well.
Thanks for having us.
That's the Octo Alert. That means it's time to reveal the answer and the winner of last month's fan trivia question. The question was, what is the name of the pretend magazine that Dashi sends her photos to? The answer? National Sea Graphic. The randomly selected winner is Oliver N. Congratulations, you won an Octonauts toy set. And for those of you who didn't win this month, don't worry. We'll have a new fan trivia question up on our website, Twitter, and Facebook pages soon. Until then, we want to hear your questions. What would you want to ask an expert about whale sharks? We'll be sure to pass these questions on to our scientists and post their responses on our social media sites. Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out our website, where you can find more resources on whale sharks from NOAA and from the Aquarium of the Pacific. You can visit the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California, to see other types of sharks, or you can try your luck at finding a whale shark in person in Flower Gardens National Marine Sanctuary off the Texas coast. I'm Lauren Gibson, and this has been NOAA and the Octonauts. See you next month.
Quasi, activate Creature Report!
Creature Report! Creature Report!
Whale sharks are definitely
check, check,
the biggest fish in all the sea.
Check, check.
They open up their mouths really wide.
Fisher
and eat whatever swims inside. Though the mouths are oh so huge,
check, check.
Whale sharks all like to eat teeny tiny food.
That's great. Go whale sharks, go whale sharks, go whale sharks.
Creature report, creature report,
creature report. We're done with our mission.
Octonauts at ease
until the next adventure.